From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 11th, 2020. This week, that opening of All Creatures Were Meant to Be Free by Bob Grauman of Fredericksburg, Virginia, sets the stage for an episode filled with mystery sounds of creatures related to water and found in Virginia. This episode is designed especially for Virginia K-12 students whose science curriculum includes learning about the Commonwealth's living creatures, also called organisms. I'll play a few seconds of sounds of 12 animals, ranging from tiny to tremendously large. After each one, I'll tell what the animal is and a little bit about its occurrence or habitat in Virginia. I hope you know them all. Here goes. 1. Several species of mosquitoes are common in Virginia and breed in a variety of still water habitats. 2. Deer flies, which annoy and bite during their flying adult stage, inhabit wetlands, ponds, marshes, or streams in their immature stages. 3. The Atlantic croaker, one of many fish species known to make sounds, occurs along Virginia's coastline and in the Chesapeake Bay in warm weather. 4. Gray tree frogs are a common and sometimes loud amphibian found throughout Virginia. 5. American toad breeding in Virginia starts between March and April in temporary pools or ponds, where males advertise to females with long trills. 6. The American bullfrog is Virginia's largest frog, found all over the Commonwealth in ponds, lakes, and still water sections of streams. 7. Belted kingfishers are fish-catching birds found around streams, rivers, ponds, lakes, and estuaries. 8. The laughing gull is one of 16 gull species whose occurrence has been documented in Virginia, out of 20 gull species known in North America. 9. The red-winged blackbird is often seen and distinctively heard around ponds, marshes, streams, and other wet areas. 10. Populations of the bald eagle have recovered dramatically in recent decades, and our national symbol can now often be spotted along Virginia's rivers. 11. American beavers, now found across Virginia after reintroduction starting in the 1930s, smack their paddle-like tail on the water as a defensive behavior to protect a colony's territory. And 12. The humpback whale, which can be seen during migrations along Virginia's coastline in winter, uses its song for breeding or other communication. Thanks to freesound.org for the mosquito sound, to Rodney Roundtree for the Atlantic croaker sound, to the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, and to Lang Elliott for the bullfrog sound, to Lang Elliott again for the laughing gull and bald eagle sounds, and to the National Park Service for the whale sound. Thanks also to Bob Grauman for permission to use his music. And thanks, finally, to all Virginia students for their efforts to keep learning through an unusually challenging spring 2020. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.